Mr. President, dear fellow ministers, distinguished delegates, colleagues, friends, ladies and gentlemen, assalamu alaikum, good morning. Afghanistan is known today for its challenges and conflict, but the country is also known for its history and literature, and the land that nourished Abu Ali ibn Sina'i Balkhi few centuries ago, who with his knowledge and writings inspired the medicine and philosophy. Afghanistan experiences demonstrate that providing healthcare on the principle of equity enhances accountability that in turn contributes to stability and peace. Afghanistan's major policy decision on defining its role as the health sector stewardship 10 years ago manifested in definition of two healthcare packages, the basic package of health services and the essential package of hospital services, and their provision through the non-governmental organizations and the ministry itself has shown results. Those results are manifested in reduction of maternal mortality and child mortality over the last decade. Our experiences in midwifery education and making it competency-based and community-based is the cornerstone in saving mothers' and newborns' lives. Our midwifery education is also an example of women's empowerment that brings social dividends closer to the community. Ladies and gentlemen, many of us like data, and let me present Afghanistan's progress in terms of numbers and figures. All are scientifically evident. The under 5 mortality rate has declined from 257 to 97 in 1,000 live births, and maternal mortality from a ratio of around 1,600 to 327, almost in 10 years. These are with a corresponding reduction in total fertility rate and an increase in life expectancy rate. Our gratitude goes to several partners and donor agencies who supported Afghanistan in the last 12 years. Colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, the post-2015 reminds us that the planet is the home to all of us and that our goals in tackling diseases, protecting the environment and making it safe, ensuring prosperity and healthy future for our children and human safety and security are all interconnected. The post-2015 also reminds us that inter-countries and sub-regional collaborations should be evolved to partnerships, sub-regional visions into actions, and challenges into opportunities. Experience in polio eradication has shown us that the diseases are not confined in geographical definitions, and that shared vision brings gains to many of us. We envisage regional partnerships in all areas that are of common interest, including disease prevention, research and knowledge sharing, as well as challenges that has a regional dimension, such as drug addicts and counterfeit pharmaceuticals. The Afghanistan Health and Nutrition Policy 2012 to 2020 reflects on our priorities in healthcare financing, human resources development, non-communicable diseases, and private sector development. Out-of-pocket expenditure in healthcare in Afghanistan is almost 75% of total health expenditure, presenting a financial burden to the population. The health financing policy 2012-2020 and the revenue generation strategy have been developed looking into ways and options to efficient healthcare financing over a long time. I would also like to underline the significance of population growth and its impact on health outcomes and sustainable development for now and decades ahead of Afghanistan and the region. Lastly, let me stress upon the commitment of the Government of Islamic Republic of Afghanistan on polio eradication. Our polio cases are in decline. We had 80 cases in 2011, 34 cases in 2012, and only 2 cases so far this year. The polio eradication is an important priority for the government of Afghanistan, and we are all determined to a serious, collective, and final push to eradicate poliovirus. Thank you, Mr. President.